The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 1-0 overall and host Oregon at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
All right, thank you very much. Looking forward to the game against Oregon this week on game day. We'll be here, so it'll be a very exciting challenge for us. I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions.
At this time, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the lines of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, the other night you talked about leverage, I think, relative to making tackles. Is leverage or angles, how is that magnified when you take on a team like Oregon, given their speed and their offensive scheme?
Well, there's no question it is magnified because of the scheme and then the elite players that they have. So, I mean, you got to keep leverage on the football, and you got to tackle and get your feet up underneath you. And, you know, with their no-huddle offense, it creates more problems because you're constantly having to line up and refocus and making quick decisions as well. But, you know, football is a game of leverage, whether you're playing inside, whether you're playing really any position out there. So just got to keep an edge. Got to keep an edge and got to run things inside out at times.
And, Coach, as simple as it sounds, how much of your success, especially over the last three games, has been due to your players' relentless commitment to just play the best they can for all 60 minutes of a game?
I think it's been critical. You know, we go in and every game we just ask our players to play, you know, really as easy as it is to say, one play at a time. Just give maximum effort. Don't get shook. Play with confidence. And usually good things happen after that. So that's our focus. You know, we'll get you lined up. And there's no perfect defense. There's no perfect player. No perfect offense either. This football, this game, is a game of adjustment, confidence, speed. It's all, there's so many components wrapped into this game of football that it's really even hard to even to talk about the whole complexity of it, you know, because there's so many intangibles and intangible things that you see happen on a field at any given moment. And that's what makes the game so exciting, I think.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what's the dynamic like of having two brothers on the offensive line?
Oh, it's good. You know, I'm not sure if they like each other sometimes, but it's good. You know, they know what each other is thinking. Obviously, they've got, you know, when Jack was here and then when Brian decided to come, there was a background there. He already knew a lot of our players. He already knew his way in, some of the things offensively, some of the things from an offensive line standpoint. So there was a great foundation for him, and I think that foundation allowed him to play last year as a true freshman. But they're both very dynamic players. They're both extremely strong, active, tough guys, and they're thinkers on the field. So couldn't be happier with those guys, and it's credit to their family and the way their mom and dad raised them and the family that they've been in. It's a very competitive situation for them, within their family even. You know, they were both wrestlers, highly productive, state championship caliber type wrestlers.
Any recollection from recruiting Jack, what you saw in him or a home visit, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, the biggest thing I remember, you know, great home visit and everything, went downstairs and they had a full wrestling mat in their basement. And I think there was a hole in one of the walls there, a small hole maybe where somebody had maybe got a hand punched through or something like that. I can't remember for sure. And then they had their younger brother as well. You know, there's three brothers there and they all wrestle and they're all very competitive. And, you know, it's just like any three-boy family. You know, there's a lot of ribbon going on. So it was great.
Thanks so much.
And our next question comes from the line of Dave Campbell with Associated Press.
Hey, Mark, just kind of wondering what you think your team took from playing at Oregon last year and how you think you might be better equipped to beat them this time.
Well, there certainly is at least a history in terms of how they line up, how fast we need to line up. So there's going to be some recall, I think, from our defensive players and just how the game went. There's a speed factor, not only how fast they are, but but also, again, how fast they run their plays. Defensively, same type of thing. There's going to be recall for our offensive guys, who's playing and those type of things. So there's a history there. Now, that history goes both ways. They have a history on us as well. But I thought it was a great experience. It was a great it was a national matchup. It was a big game. I'm not sure whether game day was there or not, but it was a big game in the country. And, you know, you've got the same thing. So it brings national prominence to both programs, and I think that's exciting for both brands. Great crowd. We'll have a great crowd as well, and it'll be just as loud here as it was there.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Steve Mims with the Registered Guard.
Yeah, Coach, can you just talk about kind of your takeaways from what you saw in Oregon on defense in the first game, and particularly if you saw, kind of paid attention to kind of what Eastern did to rack up some yards on their secondary?
Well, it's the first game of the year, and there was probably a lot of unknowns coming into the game for because of the new quarterback situation and everything at Eastern. Everybody, just like us, you know, everybody's got mistakes that they need to correct after their first game. Very impressed with Oregon's coaching staff and what they've been able to do over the course of time. So it's just like everything else, you know, the inches separate success sometimes from failure on any given play. And, you know, I think that's what happened a little bit. But great players, and they'll play extremely well against us.
How about Adams? Just kind of your first take on what you saw him leading that offense.
Exciting player. Could take a bad play and make it a good one. There's some Russell Wilson type traits there that you say, well, just like him, having played against him some. But it'll be exciting to watch him play. But you got one game under his belt here, and we've not played against him yet, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.